just want to take the opportunity to welcome you to another edition, another broadcast of Faith at Noon. Going to have a blessed session today. We're going to continue to deal with and talk about and discuss what we dealt with in our last session, the eternal plan of redemption. In other words, we just need to understand that the eternal plan of redemption, God devised, came up with a plan in eternity to redeem us, glory to God, from the hands of the enemy. And so we have been looking at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and again beginning at verses 3. How you doing, Charlotte? Beginning at verses 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And so we brought out, number one, what we need to learn to do, if we don't already know it, is to begin to bless God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reason that we need to learn to bless Him is because it is He and He alone who have blessed us. Well, you might ask, well, Pastor, what did He bless us with? He have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So it's important to understand the reasons that the blessings, the reason that the blessings are spiritual is because He blessed us before creation. He blessed us before anything existed. How you doing, Sherry? He blessed us before anything existed. So it's important for us to understand that we are not trying to get blessed. I'm not trying to get blessed. I'm already blessed. And the Bible let us know that He have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. And so that also deals with the pre-existence of Christ. Christ existed before the Word became flesh. And so that's important. But in order to walk in the blessings that God ordained for your life before the foundation of the world, you need to be in Christ. Good afternoon, Ed. How you doing? And so it's important. And so in Ephesians 1 and 4, it says, "According as He have chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love." And so we need to understand that we didn't choose Christ, but really Christ, glory to God, chose us. And so that is very, glory to God, important. "According as He have chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world." So it's important to everyone that view this program, you need to understand that you are chosen, that you were chosen, glory to God, in Christ. You need to say to yourself that I'm chosen. You need to decree and declare to yourself that chosen. How you doing, Madam President? And so it's important to really understand that your life is not on accident, that you've been chosen with the purpose according to God's plan. Glory to God for your life. And so Ephesians 1 and 4, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So for every child of God, every person of God, you need to really understand that God has already considered your past, already considered your mistakes, already considered your inadequacy, already considered your shortcomings, already considered the conditions in which you were born, and he still, glory to God, chose you. And the Bible is very clear. The Bible says he chose us to be holy and without blame before him in love. So, you need to understand, you know, all the stuff that I once did, the stuff that I used to do, the stuff that I done been through, the stuff that I done came through, you know, my past, my histories, my imperfections, my inadequacies, my shortcomings. The Bible says that he chose us to be holy and without blame before him in love. So you need to understand that according to the verse, that God did everything that he did for us out of his love for us. And that's why John 3:16, a favorite Bible scripture that all of us know pretty well, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so notice now, in that verse, John 3:16, God don't give you a reason as to why he loved us, because the love of God is unconditional. It's not based on us qualifying to be loved. It says that God so loved, and then he left out the reason why he loved us, because his love is unconditional. And then it let us know what he did, that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. So now, when you consider that God gave his only begotten son out of his love for us, then you can somewhat understand that according to Ephesians 1 and 4, that he chose us to be holy and without blame before him in love. And so God never looked upon us based on our own actions. The Bible talks about, according to Revelations 13 and 8, the Bible talks about that Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth, or from the foundation of the world, which means that Jesus was appointed in eternity, glory to God, to be my sin substitute. And so God don't look on Jerry just based on what Jerry did. God look on my life through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's why it's so very important that people come into a saving knowledge of the truth and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Good afternoon, Pastor G. Good to see you. Revelations 13 and 8, Revelations 13 and 8. Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And so, again, I'm talking about today, and we're continuing what Jesus did for us in eternity. You do understand that God don't live in time, that God live in eternity, but he came out of eternity and spoke time into existence and then step out of time back into eternity. So God is never really moved, glory to God, by time. He's never really moved by our circumstance or by, glory to God, what we are going through. I'm just excited, glory to God, that I serve a faith God. I serve a God of faith, and that God, he chose me, or he chose us before the foundation of the world. Hi, Ms. Baker, how you doing? Hope all is well with you and your family. And so according to Ephesians 1 and 4, according as he have chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, glory to God, in love. And so again, just want to reiterate that you are not here by accident, that you were chosen by God, you were handpicked by God, that you are the apple, glory to God, of God's eye, that God surveyed your entire life, your past, your history, everything you have done. He considered everything that you have done in the past. He considered everything you would do in the present. He considered everything that you would do in the future, and he still, glory to God, chose you. And so now you just need to understand that God is not holding anything against you. Teresa Adams, good to see you tuning in. And so you need to understand that God is not holding anything against you, that he chose you, and that he chose you to be holy and without blame before him in love. And the way that he saw you being holy and without blame is because he saw you through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world. And so when Jesus showed up in person, John, you know, pointed him out, John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that take away, glory to God, the sins of the world." And so we serve a great God. Good to see my brother Dave tuning in. Good to see Catherine Stamps tuning in. And so all of this, what I'm explaining to you, God did in eternity. It was done before the foundation, glory to God, of the world. So now when you get to verses 5 of Ephesians 1, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So at the end of the day, you need to understand that you were chosen, glory to God, by God, and that you were predestined to become a child of God by Jesus Christ to himself. So any child of God that is born again, Ephesians 1 and 5, Ephesians 1 and 5. So any child of God, any saved person, any person that is born again, any person that have received Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior, you need to know that the DNA of our Father God is on the inside of you. The Zoe life of God, the divine nature of God is on the inside. That's why it's so important that people get born again and that people come into a saving knowledge, glory to God, of the truth, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. So, it's important now because you have this school of thought. Good to see Michael Whitaker. It's good for people to understand because you have this school of thought that everybody is a child of God. I'm here to tell you, I don't know how true or accurate that is according to Ephesians 1 and 5, we having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. So in other words, what I'm saying is that you have to be born again and you have to have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior in order to be a child of God, in order to be a part of the family of God. Just like pretty much for the most part in the natural that people are not just a part of your family. People that are a part of your family had to be born into your family from a natural perspective and pretty much the same thing from a spiritual perspective. And so that's why the Bible talks about it talks so much about Jesus Christ. It talks about that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by him. It talks about Jesus being the author and finisher, glory to God, of our faith. It talks about Jesus being the author of our eternal salvation. The Bible talks about that Jesus is the good shepherd who gave his life, glory to God, for the sheep. So in order to be a part of the family of God, you really have to come into a saving knowledge of the truth through Jesus Christ. And then the Bible quickly said that God did all of this in eternity for us according to the good pleasure of his own will. In other words, that God just did it because he is God. I didn't have to qualify for it. I didn't have to do anything to get it. He just did it according to the good pleasure, glory to God, of his own will. So I don't know, people of God, if that really gets you excited, but I'm excited, glory to God, that God loved me enough, God loved you enough that he chose you in eternity. He came up with a plan of redemption. The word redeem mean to purchase or to buy back. So in eternity, Jesus already knew that he was the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. So even before the Word became flesh, Jesus already knew he was on his way to the cross because that was the redemptive price that had to be paid in order for me to be redeemed from the hand, glory to God, of the enemy. And so I'm just saying that to let you know that God did all of that for us according to the good pleasure of his own will. In other words, he will, glory to God, to do it. He did it because he was God. He did it because he was the only one that could do it. None of us have the G-type blood. None of us have the power within ourselves to save ourselves, to deliver ourselves, to redeem ourselves. God came up with this decision in eternity to redeem us, glory to God, from the hand of the enemy, according to the good pleasure of his own will. In other words, it brought pleasure to God's heart to bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It brought pleasure to deliver you from the hands of the enemy. It brought pleasure to the heart of God to pick you up, turn you around, put your feet on solid ground. It brought pleasure to the heart of God to really save us. It brought pleasure to the heart of God for him to get us together. See, I couldn't get myself together. It took God, glory to God, to really get me together. And oftentimes, that's the problem today, is that people are spending too much time trying to get themselves together. So as a representative and a spokesperson of God, I just need to let you know, glory to God, that you don't have what it takes to get yourself together. It's going to take God to get you together. I put no confidence in my flesh. I put confidence in God, glory to God, and his word. So the things that God has done for us, the eternal plan of our redemption, it was God's plan. It was Jesus Christ who executed the plan, and it was the Holy Spirit who sealed the plan. So in Ephesians 1:6, the Bible says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. And so it's an awesome thing, to the praise of the glory of his grace. You do understand that grace is the unmerited favor of God. Grace is not something that you work for. Grace is not something that you can do on your own ability. God did everything he did to the praise of his glory by his grace, wherein we have been accepted, glory to God, in the beloved. And so people really need to understand that in eternity, God accepted you. In eternity, God understood that at some point in your life, you would receive and accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord, glory to God, and Savior. And so he said that he have made us accepted, glory to God, in the beloved. And so oftentimes, I don't have to look for love. I just have to understand that he have made me accepted in the beloved. And so it's very important, glory to God, to understand that you are already loved. You are already loved by God. You are already accepted in the beloved. And so now, this is a good word. This is a good word to women. It's a good word to sisters that are viewing, glory to God, this program, because oftentimes both men and women oftentimes look for love all in the wrong places. Number one, you have to understand there is no greater love than the love of God. That's number one. Number two, you have to understand that you have already been accepted, glory to God, in the beloved. And number three, for women out there and for sisters in the body of Christ, you need to stop asking fellas, you know, guys, do you love me? I understand that all of us have a desire to be loved. Hey, Veronica, how you doing? Good to see you. I understand that God created us with a desire to be loved, but when it comes to a relationship between men and women, it's not so much the woman asking the man, do you love me? I think one of the questions the woman should ask the man is, do the man love God? Because if the man love God, how you doing, Jenny? If the man love God, then God will teach the man how to love his woman. And so it's pretty much vice versa as well. Instead of the man asking the woman, sweetie, do you love me? Or honey, do you love me? It's important for the man to ask the same question. Do the woman or the sister love God first? Because if she love God, then God will teach her how to love him. And so as it relates to relationship, then it's important that the male and the female, that both of them have a love for God first, so that God can teach them how to love, glory to God, one another. And so Ephesians 1:6, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. And so I'm already accepted, glory to God, in the beloved. And so that's very important, glory to God, for people to understand, so that it can keep people from being abused. And then people need to understand human love. It's the difference between the unconditional love of God and the human love of men, because the human love always love you because, always have a reason attached to it. With God, God love you in spite of, because his love, glory to God, is unconditional. And so again, just wanted to throw that in there. And you haven't been accepted in the beloved was something that God did in eternity. And so it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches, glory to God, of his grace. And so in eternity, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, it gives you a picture, it gives you the mind of God toward you in eternity, and it lets you know how God saw you in eternity, even before you made a mistake. Hey, Lamont, good to see you. It was good to see you at the cookout too, sir. And so it's important for us to understand that we serve an eternal God. God don't deal with time. God created time. but he don't live in time. God live in eternity. And so this was somewhat the attitude, the plan, the choosing of God, what God ordained for your life in eternity. And so in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So as I prepare, my time is just about up. I hope this broadcast, glory to God, has been a blessing to you. One of the things about forgiveness is kind of twofold. One, you need to have an understanding that God has forgiven you. And then number two, that you need to learn how to forgive yourself, because if God has forgiven you and you haven't forgiven yourself, Houston, we still have a problem. And so it's equally as important for you to forgive yourself after you come to understand that our God, hallelujah, that we serve, has forgiven us, and he has forgiven us according to the riches of his grace. And so once again, my name is Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway, Paterson, New Jersey. I decree and declare Paterson, New Jersey, as the city of righteousness, because there is a remnant of people in that city that God has called, glory to God, to himself. And the Bible says that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so once again, like to take the opportunity to invite you to our worship service every Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m. Again, we are located 385 Broadway, Paterson, New Jersey, in the LOJ building on the second floor. And so until our next session, until our next broadcast, may God richly bless you.